In return for invitation for our Supreme Leader, President Ahmadinejad, to speak at Columbia University in New York, USA, we invite President of America Bush to speak here on Tehran University. We ask you give warm and polite welcome in according to our custom for visitors.
Greetings. Salam. Shalom. I appreciate the opportunity to speak to you here today to try to bridge the gap that's been created by a lot of hot talk, hostile talk on both sides of our two countries. I appreciate what I'm told to be the warm message up there behind me. We have different, what they call meanings to certain symbols, but well, I understand about different cultures, cross cultures, because I was raised in Texas, a state not quite half as big as your country, but with a lot more cattle. You may have seen it in the movies, Texas, because there's something special about America, my country, that appeals everywhere to people's hearts. And I know you have hearts as well, even here in a country whose leadership we've called, which we've designated. Well, it's troubling that things have gone downhill since those warm days when y'all rallied in the streets to support us, to support America, immediately after those dark days of 9/11, September 11, when those planes crashed into our towers. We appreciated your support, and we want to try to understand what's going wrong since then and make it right if we can here today. By the way, I understand my talk today will be going up on the YouTubes. And I'm glad because...
Bush President, why do you fear our nuclear weapons?
Yes, back there in the back.
Why do you fear our nuclear weapons if we make nuclear weapons, but we should not fear your nuclear weapons?
Yes, that gets right to the heart of the matter, the crust of the matter. You see, America has been a nation, a civilized nation, since 1776. Over 200 years, an orderly, peaceful nation. And we've had nuclear weapons for, what, 50, 60 years, something like that? But not once have we fired them in anger, you see? Well, maybe once. Maybe, well, twice, I guess. But out of 60 years, come on. Nuclear weapons should be limited to the peaceful, responsible nations. There's already too darn many of them out there. They can do a lot of damage.
Bush President! Bush President!
Yes, go ahead, young lady. Speak right out.
How can you give such insulting reception to our president in New York City? What standards do you have for such a society?
Well, when you're a leader, you're never sure how you're going to be received. I can attest to that. But the difference is, in my country, we have what they call freedom, meaning I can't tell the president of Columbia University what to do, see, how to welcome a leader or what have you, what to say, and he can't tell me, even though I am his leader, his superior, you might say.
Bush, what country do you have with over 2 million people in dungeon? One black man out of 30 in dungeon? More people in dungeon than any country in the world, any such nation. What kind of country is this?
Well, we don't have any dungeons in our country. That's something you have in your country, probably dungeons. We gave them up centuries ago. Anyhow, that's a common misnomer that we have too many people in jail in our prisons. It has to do with the standards we expect in our country. It's a decent country. And when people misbehave, well, that's where they go. We build proper, comfortable facilities to house this growing population. It's a business and an honorable business.
U.S. is leading arms dealer to the world. What kind of country is this?
That's another common misnomer. We're an arms dealer. What you call arms, we call weapons, peacekeeping weapons. When people misbehave, when nations misbehave, they must be punished. They must be... It's another honorable profession, designing arms to the highest standards. I see my time is up. It's been great being with you all, and I have only the greatest hopes for peace between our countries, and hope you'll also take up the path of peace, as we have tried to do, to demonstrate to the world. Thank you very much. God bless you all. God bless you. Shalom.